Trump says Marjorie Taylor Greene not America First or MAGA. By Hannah Knudsen on December 8, 2025. President Donald Trump on Monday reacted to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's RTA interview on 60 Minutes, asserting that the lawmaker is not America First or MAGA. Greene announced in November that she would be resigning from Congress come January, asserting that nothing ever gets better for regular Americans. Her announcement came as a rift developed between herself and President Donald Trump, the latter of whom announced prior to her formal resignation that he would be withdrawing his support and endorsement of the Georgia congresswoman. He later went on to celebrate her resignation, deeming it great news for the country. Since then, Greene has continued to speak out, making waves during an interview on 60 Minutes, identifying herself as America First. Trump, however, is not buying it. The only reason Marjorie Taylor Brown, Greene turns brown under stress, went bad is that she was jilted by the President of the United States. Certainly not the first time she has been jilted. Too much work, not enough time, and her ideas are now really bad, Trump said, claiming that Greene reminds him of the rotten apple. Marjorie is not America First or MAGA, because nobody could have changed her views so fast, and her new views are those of a very dumb person, Trump said, continuing. That was proven last night when washed up, Trump-hating 60 Minutes correspondent, Leslie Stahl, who still owes me an apology from when she attacked me on the show, with serious conviction, that Hunter Biden's laptop from hell was produced by Russia, not Hunter himself, totally proven wrong, interviewed a very poorly prepared traitor, who in her confusion made many really stupid statements. My real problem with the show, however, wasn't the low IQ traitor. It was that the new ownership of 60 Minutes, Paramount, would allow a show like this to air. They are no better than the old ownership, who just paid me millions of dollars for fake reporting about your favorite president, Maine. Since they bought it, 60 Minutes has actually gotten worse. Oh well, far worse things can happen. P.S. I hereby demand a complete and total apology, though far too late to be meaningful, from Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes for her incorrect and libelous statements about Hunter's laptop. President DJT. During the interview, Greene claimed that Trump's criticisms have resulted in death threats, and asserted that other Republicans agree with her but are too nervous to speak out due to the potential backlash. I think they're terrified to step out of line and get a nasty Truth Social post on them. Yes, Greene said, adding, the subject line for the direct death threats on my son was his words, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Those were death threats directly fueled by President Trump, she said. She also criticized Trump for not being America First. For an America First president, the number one focus should have been domestic policy, and it wasn't. And so, of course, I was critical, because those were my campaign promises, Greene said, adding, once we fix everything here, then fine, we'll talk to the rest of the world.